Either we are there or not, ITSB Magazine still gets the best stories. There are plenty of conferences and all sorts of events that spark our curiosity and allow us to start conversations with some of the world's brightest minds. In person or virtually, we sit down with them at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Together, we discover what the synergy of these three elements means for the future of humanity. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com. Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com.
All right, Marco.
Sean, we're visiting a place that we'd like.
But to get there, you have to start your rockets.
Fire up your engine.
Fire up the engine. Exactly. Exactly. We're going to not the same space that a lot of people have traveled to. Or not, I guess some people have traveled to in recent weeks. But we're going to fly virtually out to Vegas for DEF CON. And we're going to have a good old chat with some friends. We're actually making new friends for a village that we know well. It's a fairly new village as well. And it's Aerospace Village, formerly known as Aviation Village. All things aerospace, travel, space, satellites, all kinds of fun stuff.
And security. Don't forget that.
And thankfully, this crew is all about securing all that stuff that we're going to use and benefit from now and in the future. And we're fortunate enough to have one of the organizers for the village joining us today. Lux, thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm the director of Aerospace Village, kind of running, coordinating all the craziness that we're dealing with. But really what we are trying to do is build, inspire, promote. You'll hear that a lot from us, the next generation of security expertise leaders in the aerospace community. We it's a really somewhat of a difficult area to get into, and there's a lot of unique challenges in the sector. And so we're really trying to bring together both researchers, people in the community, governments, companies that work in the sector together in order to better the security posture of aerospace.
Well, that's great. Sean, I know you already have a ton of questions, I want to start from the beginning. And we know we mentioned it's not really the beginning. You guys are a relatively recent a new village, but with a lot of history and all the people that have been organizing since day one. And if there is something I have to say with the connection with the theme of this year, kind of hybrid version of DEF CON 29, that you can't stop the signal. So things must go on. And I have to say that the signal may be even stronger lately for aerospace, because there is more aerospace news going around, more initiative at the commercial level, of course, at the government level. So how are you guys expanding these talks and presentation and the things that you decide are essential to cover, at least for this year?
You know, it's tough. There's so much going on. And I think the last 2 years have really led to where we're at now. You know, the first year was being the Aviation Village, really focused on airplanes flying, airports. And then last year, we sort of expanded that mission out to include space and some of those related areas. And as you said, you hit that nail on the head. It's space is really coming on as a big area. And so we've expanding into that world has been huge for us in terms of the number of people that have gotten involved, the partners we've added, and a lot of the content is a lot of the new stuff is very space focused, which is pretty cool. And you know, last year was pretty interesting trying to get everything really last minute switched from in person to physical, and this year we're actually excited that we're doing both. We have this hybrid approach following along with what DEF CON is doing, because we're able to get in a lot of the community that's around the world that might not otherwise be able to get to DEF CON. So we have a lot of stuff, some old favorites that have come in, but as well as some new activities and new learning opportunities for this year.
Yeah, and I want to get into some of that, because I think, as you noted, Lux, is that, I mean, it's such a vast space of things, and it's airplanes. It's
literally,
exactly. but it's not just the things that we can visualize. It's not just the plane or the rocket ship or the drone. It's, as you mentioned, it's the airports. It's the engines and rockets that make these things go. It's supply chain that brings it all together, and all of that has risk inherent in it, right? Things can be compromised, mistrust, disinformation, all the fun things that we get to deal with in the real world also happens in space, right? So talk to me a little bit about some of the things you have going. I know there's a lot of presentations, some workshops, Capture the Flag, I believe, is in play. And I remember when we were there 2 years ago in person, walking around the village and meeting all the people. You want to get hands-on with stuff. So how do you do that with the people that are there? How do you do that with the people that are coming to you virtually?
Yeah, we're lucky to have learned a lot about how to conduct things virtually last year. And so we brought back some of our old favorites. And you'll hear, one thing you'll hear from us a lot is crawl, walk, run. We want to make sure that we don't shift too much to the expert level, but at the same time have ways for people to get in. And so we have, you mentioned CTFs. We have a few CTFs that are happening. One of them is put on by our friends over at Cal Poly that do the California Cyber Innovation Challenge, which is a really good entry-level activity to start to build into some of the skills that are needed to be in the space security research community. And at the same time, on the airport or aviation side of it, the AISAC is joining us again virtually as well for challenges that kind of deal with the airport and aviation sphere. So those are great opportunities for people that, you know, might not be in the community or might not be part of, have the skills yet, and they can get started in that world. But then this year, we're really excited that we're going to be in person as well, because we have a few hands-on activities that people would be able to actually get hands-on with, things like CubeSats and actually practice or find new things around the security of satellites, which, you know, are getting cheaper and cheaper to launch, like the CubeSat. We also have some electronic flight bags that people are going to be able to play with hands-on and plug in and start seeing what they can do. So I'm pretty excited to be able to bring the hands-on component back to people in person at DEF CON this year, and really want to expand that area, because that's huge. It's hard to get your hands on some of the equipment, for example, a satellite that actually worked, that could be launched. It's hard to get your hands on that. So being able to bring that to the community so they can, learn from it this year is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's hard to reach up and touch those things.
Yes. Yeah, Sean, I remember when we were there in 2019, and there was like simulators, and it was right next to the car hacking village. I remember the big space, and it's like
and Hack the Sea, I think
was it. Hack the Sea. Yeah, it was like being a kid in a on a roller coaster, to be honest. And but I feel like, again, I'm gonna go back to the fact that this year seems to me, especially going through the list of the presentation that you're gonna have, very much more space oriented, and there are some interesting thing. You mentioned satellite, and then you mentioned like I can see here breach in cyberspace, where nobody can hear you or nobody can see the breach, and a lot of interesting thing. Is it like something that you think is going to attract more people? I mean, are you obviously you're being very selective in what you do, but is there something that you could highlight as this is the main one of the two main events, maybe?
You know, in person, we have, I wouldn't say there isn't necessarily one. We have so many different activities that are all for different levels and different audiences. Our friends over at the Hackasat, too, because Hackasat is actually happening this year. It's just not happening during DEF CON. And we're pretty excited that they're bringing the satellite platform that was actually used in the challenge to the conference, so people can get hands-on with it. You know, if you weren't able to be one of the top 10 teams in the Hackasat challenge, but now you have an opportunity to come get hands-on and play with it, and VNC to an instance and actually get hands-on with those satellite platforms. So that's pretty cool. But we also have another activity that's going to be pretty fun, which is the second version of Antennae or Nyansat, as it was put on last year, which is a board that gets made that actually lets you track satellites. The Red Balloon Security folks from last year did it to basically download a NOAA weather satellite image with real tracking. And this year they're expanding on it, made the boards better. And we're going to have a little special surprise that I won't reveal here for in person with people that have built those boards in a pretty cool activity to be able to track things.
Yeah, I love that. And you're actually leading me to where I wanted to take this, and that a lot of what we build isn't just for the sake of building something. A satellite isn't built and launched into space just to have a satellite there. It's usually doing something. We're, you mentioned NOAA, right? So we're using that to help track weather patterns and weather events, and perhaps understand how the climate is changing or different or what have you. And so that's in space, but also closer to Earth. There's still the aviation world that's extremely exciting, and hopefully we'll be traveling more and more as we continue. And I know our good buddy Spanky's speaking with the CISO of the FAA. Sorry.
Yes.
And we forget that the space has to be managed, right? You can't just let planes and other things fly around unabated, and those are controlled by systems that may not be as sexy as a rocket system, but they're IT systems that make all this possible. So talk to me a bit about that. And I don't know, maybe some insights into what Spanky's going to be talking about there.
Yeah, no, we're pretty excited to have the CISO of FAA, Larry Grossman, joining for a conversation around the challenges of you know, how to manage all of this from the FAA's perspective and what their current efforts are. Because you're exactly right. There's a lot of different systems that go into managing the airspace in the U.S. and around the world. And, you know, they're computer systems that are like everything else, plugged into a network, talking to each other, accessible, you know, monitored, all that fun stuff. So we're really excited about that conversation. And we actually are starting to throw in on a slightly different note, you know, unmanned aerial systems, drones, UAVs, that sort of thing, because that's also, I think, a really big growing frontier of connectivity. So we have a talk on intrusion detection around unmanned aerial systems. And in person, we'll actually have the DARPA Hackams with Collins Aerospace coming in to be able to hack on a drone itself, which use the same similar protocols as, you know, flights that are flying around. So lots of cool stuff around that. And we're excited to have Larry with us give the topics here.
Yeah, it's really cool. And as you're saying all these things and going through all the topics, it makes me think what I said at the beginning about like how the interest in the conversation in the last year and a half with many things happening in space or in the air, actually here in the atmosphere, it's been, I think, interesting more and more people, which is a wonderful thing, especially when we talk about a younger generation that wants to get into this industry. And one thing that our audience needs to also understand is that a village is not, a DEFCON village is keep is the life even when there's not DEFCON, right? I mean, you guys keep going all year long. And if you can feel the pulse of your audience, do you see a growing audience? Do you see somebody that maybe 3 years ago you wouldn't think that would have been interested in so much in the aerospace security?
I think there's multiple parts of that. You know, I think the work that has happened with the Aerospace Village and specifically around build, you know, build a part of the build, inspire, promote that we're driving towards is building the community. So we've been able to get companies and individuals and researchers in that might not have been otherwise either able to work in that or just didn't know that there was a community around that. And then you're right. The other part of that is building the next generation. I'm really, really glad that we're able to do, you know, we're able to do online last year as well as online this year, because it brings in some of the around the world. We have a ton of people that are part of the village, just, you know, participants and some of the activities that are from all over the place that are interested in aviation, aerospace, and can take those lessons and things learned back to their own respective, you know, space or aviation authorities and work in that world. So we're really proud of the community that has been built, and we're continuing to build that every day. But that's been a huge part of what we do and something that I'm actually really proud of, the success. And it's growing every day. We haven't slowed down. We just keep getting more and more.
And the community, Lux, isn't just hackers, right? I mean, you mentioned partners. There are commercial entities, I'm sure, as part of this, government officials. Obviously, we have the FAA joining you for this. Talk to us about the conversation and what comes out of this beyond hacking a simulator, right? Or capturing a flag from a connected drone or something.
I'll hone in on that word when you said conversation, because that's actually really what it is getting open conversations about some of the challenges and risks and things that need to change and things that everybody's doing very well. That conversation is so important. And as much as possible, you want to bring that conversation out into the open. So that way it's not a taboo and we're able to learn from each other, both the researchers, the government, and the commercial entities that are building this stuff. So conversation is huge, and making sure that conversation continues is very important to us.
It builds trust too, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
And are you able to network also with the academic world, colleges, schools? Because this goes back a few years ago, and Bryson Bort, dear friend, we had a conversation about the ICS village and talking about kind of like an itinerant circus that the village just goes around and go touch younger people at a local level. It was kind of like a vision of a dream that people don't have to come necessarily to the DEFCON, but they can connect, as you mentioned, from many other parts of the world. And I think that in a way, the hybrid solution is probably going to stick, because you're opening the conversation to people that can't come and they want to participate in this. But the idea of this, you know, funny way to presented, the circus in reality is how do we bring all these to the next generation versus having to wait that they come to us.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because a lot of our partners and a lot of our the people we work with our universities, you know, if you look at our badge from this year and last year, we have Cap Tech University as part of that. So some of them actually went to the university for some of their in-person projects. So they're able to, for the last year's badge, able to receive ADS-B signals. And it was a project that college age students were able to get involved with. I mentioned up front, Cal Poly is one of the teams that, or one of the partners that work on the CTF. And we essentially beta test it at DEF CON, which is pretty cool. So lots of university involvement with this, which we're excited about, because that's really building the next generation of that. You know, the typical would be the aerospace engineering would be one side, and then sort of the IT and the security or on the other. We start to see universities are kind of combining that. And the conversations we've been with that, we are all for it, because that's going to be so important for anything that gets built into, you know, from now on.
No, it's good stuff, Lux. And I mean, I'm always excited to see what happens as the village takes shape and people start to engage. So as a final word from you, what is there one thing you're really, really excited about? And how can people get connected with you and the rest of the village organizers to participate?
Yeah, I'm excited that we're back in person. We're back hands on. I think getting hands on with equipment and gear is so huge for anybody interested in this sector. And you know, if they want to join us, we have our schedule for DEF CON this year, both virtual and in person, on our site aerospacevillage.org. And there's also a Discord that we use. There's a link off on the site that you can join us and talk about the latest aerospace security things or interesting stuff you've done or projects that have happened. So we're trying to build a vibrant community there as well.
Very cool. And to stick with the theme of our first conversation with the organizer of the old DEF CON, we highlighted the importance of keeping the signal going, no matter what, in person or virtually. And I think we believe that, especially in your industry, in your field, that signal has to go really, really far. No pun intended here.
Yeah, we can't stop the signal, Marco. And yeah, I think for those who want to get a sense of what's going on all around DEF CON, we have that conversation with Wednesday and Kevin that you can listen to. It's all about the signal. Folks like Lux are bringing the signal from the air to us. We have many more conversations taking place for DEF CON 29, all about the signal, keeping that signal going from all different angles. And you can find it online on itspmagazine.com/on-location for all of our coverage. And in there, you'll see DEF CON 29. And with that, Lux, thank you for giving us insight into this year's events and activities. And we'll include links to the village and some of the other things you mentioned. And hopefully you get a great turnout, some good involvement, good engagement. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was good to be on. And can't wait to see everybody in Vegas.
All right. Thank you very much.
Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com. Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of our On Location Conversation. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSBmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.